Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Did you get hurt in Monday's game, or did you get hurt in the morning skate?
Yeah, it was at Monday against Winnipeg. Yeah, it was during the game, so, yeah.
I saw you came out for the morning skate. You did a little early. You came out early, and then you weren't be able to go a whole thing. Were you still hopeful at the time that maybe you might be able to go, and you just wanted to test some things out?
Yeah, I think I was a little sore after the game and then felt better. So, yeah, I go out there, see how it goes, and felt good at first, and then it kind of got worse. And I think the most important thing is knowing that you can play your game and not have it in your head. I guess there's a difference between it hurting and being, like, to the point where you're not yourself. So that's kind of where we drew the line, and, yeah.
How did it go in practice today?
It was good. I felt really good today. Yeah, I had no complaints, no problems. So,
do you hope you can play against the Rangers?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you want to play every game, so I hope for sure. But it's my first time back on the ice, and we'll have to reassess it tomorrow. It's pretty much just day to day as of right now.
When this homestand came up, you had 7 games. Was there a point total where you guys thought, we got to set a goal, we want to get 10 or 11 or 9 or 8? Or did you guys set a point total? And if you beat the Rangers and get 9, do you feel that's a good homestand?
No, we didn't set anything. I think you want to win every game, and you're going to approach it that way. And I guess I haven't really looked at it too much, but if we win tomorrow, it's definitely caps it off, and it gives us some momentum going into the road, and that's always big.
How much do you watch the out-of-town scoreboard? Do you look every day? I mean, do you know where you guys are in the standings and what the teams around you are doing?
Yeah, I think, is my answer. I always check in scores and stuff. So we know how they're doing, but we got to control the things that we can control, and that's how we play and how we practice and get ready for every game. So obviously the teams above us are playing well, but it's out of our control, so we just got to go in and keep winning games.
We've talked about the defensive effort, really good the last 3 games. You've been a part of 2 of them. What have you, from a forward standpoint, what has gone better defensively to make the whole team better?
Yeah, I think it all starts with managing the puck, too. I think for a few games there we got away from it and had some bad turnovers, which gives them a lot of rushes the other way. And we've been doing a better job of that, and then just simply getting back, working back hard and protecting the house, protecting zone 1. I think especially last game we did a really, really good job of that. So, it's good for us. It's something to build on for sure.
Has it helped you? You've played a lot of games now with Connor, and now you've played a bunch with Sam. They've kind of left it alone. Has it helped you 3 to get a chemistry?
Yeah, I think, for sure. It's been nice. I think you kind of change the lines up quite a bit, and that's how it goes when you're not winning. So it's been nice to get some stability. I think I haven't played with Rhino really for much of a stretch until now, and play well together. I've always thought I played well with Cheers, so it's been good so far.
Has it been easy to get a chemistry with Sam?
Yeah, it's been pretty easy. I think he does a good job kind of holding on to the puck, and when he gives it to you, he gives you an extra second of time to do something with, and for a guy like me, that's huge. So, it's been pretty easy, and I seem to know where he is, and he's doing a good job. So, it's been good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.